I hate it when it's like torture trying to get through a show. But it's been torture trying to get through each day these days. And it is a little worrying as well that I may not have full access to my fingertips. We shall see. Nurse friend of Kate put the fear of God into her just in case I wasn't sufficiently made afraid. But it is one thing to read Alice within the false frame of power endemic in the human condition, and quite another to read her integrated within the clear picture of power's orchestrated plan since the French Revolution, within the true context of power's conscious intent to construct a reality consistent with a 2,000-plus-year-old vision of rigid, fixed class divisions. In the first case, Alice tends to read like an individual responsibility to heal from one's own history of abuse and to not pass it on to your child. An individual responsibility that dovetails with a larger social responsibility to be, quote unquote, part of the solution by helping to foster peace in the world. But Alice's analysis is missing critical pieces of the puzzle of our dilemma trapped in compulsory mistreatment of each other. Wouldn't we be shocked to hear that, a discussion on Democracy Now? Because that is, in fact, what a global class system is, compulsory mistreatment of each other. As the repetition compulsions she calls our attention to, of we trapped, are entirely artifacts of the global coerced work system, a system which did not come about by happenstance, but by conscious act. And an incomplete analysis in this instance means an inaccurate analysis, one that cannot provide us with solutions. For instance, when Alice writes that a child, quote, a child beaten by his father is very unlikely to have the inner freedom to seek out that kind aunt and make use of her, and is much more likely to opt for a terrible inner isolation and splitting off of his feelings than he is to tattle to outsiders about his father or mother, unquote. When she says this, she's pointing out the problem of our atomization, a key element of the panopticon design for social control of the many by the few. And framed this way, atomization as a conscious tactic, we can discuss ways to overcome it that are authentic, i.e. based in an accurate analysis, by which we know that it is the opposite of atomization that we want for our future and in our transitional efforts and practices. And when she calls attention to the central role of secrecy and lying and utilitarianism in the poisonous pedagogy of child rearing, of the totalitarian control of thought, she's describing the Plato-derived strategy that Karl Popper and Martin Bernal write about as the ideological and political stance of statesmen toward their, quote-unquote, subject populations. Framed this way, we know that the scale, both in material, physical, geographic, as well as in spiritual scope of the problem, must be addressed by any response effective in gaining our freedom. I.e., child-rearing is not just one part of a larger strategic ideological assault on the many by the few, one of many poisonous pedagogies systematically institutionalized and increasingly so, and in a coordinated manner around the globe as the decades passed after the French Revolution, but as an arena for our resistance entirely insufficient, abstracted as it's been from the bigger picture of power's totalitarian global ambition and concerted plans for achieving it. Withholding critical information is a key power strategy. Recall what Rousseau said, Jean-Jacques, discussed in our January 10, 2016 show. And Hitler, we mentioned then too, expressed a version of this. Quote, "It gives us a very special secret pleasure to see how unaware the people around us are of what is really happening to them." And I cannot read that quote from Hitler without picturing that toddler, that infant, completely unaware of what is happening to him while he's being mistreated and abused. And then his longing to do that, to repeat that trauma, and in a megalomaniacal form, which gives some clue to what he suffered. And the kind of abusive person his father was. Quote from Rousseau, "With your pupil, always let him think he is the master, but always be it yourself. There is no more perfect form of subjection than the one that preserves the appearance of freedom. Thus does the will itself become captive. The poor child who knows nothing, can do nothing, and has no experience, is he not at your mercy? Are you not in control of everything in his environment that relates to him? Can you not control his impressions as you please? His tasks, his games, his pleasures, his troubles, is all this not in your hands without his knowing it? Doubtlessly, he may do as he wishes, but he may wish only what you want him to. He may not take a single step that you have not anticipated. He may not open his mouth without your knowing what he's going to say." Unquote from Rousseau. That man could easily have been the father that Hitler so hated.